Now then, first of all, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 and listen at what Paul had to say in verse 12. And in Ephesians 6:12, we see there very clearly in Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The Scripture clearly tells us we have an enemy out there. And the enemy is not supposed to be flesh and blood. In other words, Tom is not supposed to be my enemy. Keith is not supposed to be my enemy. But whenever something happens between one of us guys or between men and women, who do we attack? Each other. I mean, we attack our spouse or our loved one or our children or whatever. And they're not the enemy. The enemy is this invisible beast that we don't even think exists. Now, for years, I thought that, you know, when you say demon, I said, demons, Africa, they come from deep down in dark Africa. Demon couldn't be in Texas. And for sure, they couldn't be in the church. But I was very, very wrong. Now, those little fellows are everywhere. And God put them there. But it says, we wrestle not. Wrestle not. Now, also, this is something else. I take the word literally. It doesn't say that you're in a boxing match against the devil. You're in a wrestling match. Once the enemy locks on to you, it's very hard to knock him off. Now, I've learned, just like myself, this week, and of course, you know, after about the middle of the second day, whenever I'd be laying there in bed, you know, after I went to bed that first night and I had rebuked the devil and Cheryl had rubbed my back and prayed for me and I'd prayed for myself and everything else, and I'm laying there and there ain't a single pain. I thought, oh, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. And I went to turn over, and when I turned over, it said, you know, and I said, oh, God, I ain't healed yet. It's still hurting. I mean, you know what I mean? And so by the middle of the second morning, I'm sitting in there at the breakfast table, and I look up at Yesha, and Cheryl's in there and everything else. And I said, Yesha, if I haven't loved you enough, I ask you to forgive me. I looked over at Cheryl. I said, honey, if I haven't loved you enough, I ask you to forgive me. I said, I don't know where Dave's at, but Dave, I ask you if I haven't loved you enough to forgive me. Hey, do you hate pain? God says love covers a multitude of sins, right?
Amen.
Hey, I don't know what I'd done wrong. I don't know. Of course, Rosemary tells me I just overworked. And that's what my problem was. And, of course, after she gave me the adjustment. But I can see God now saying, oh, you don't like that pain, huh? No, Lord, I don't like that. Jack, do you like that back pain? No, that's why you was trying to get rid of it too, right? We don't like back pain. We don't like any kind of pain. But, you know, there's a scripture. I'm not going to it right now. I'm just going to quote it to you. And you can look it up later. In the NLT in Job 33, and in fact, I might just have Dave go to that. In Job 33, I forget what verse it is, 19, Job, but maybe it's before 19, Job 33, let's go a few verses before that. Let's go back about two or three before that, like 10 or 12. Yeah, let's go back to about 10, Job 33:10. God is picking a quarrel with me, and he considers me to be his enemy. That's what, he puts my feet in the stocks and watches every move I make. Now, this is what Job's thinking, see? Okay, verse, is this in this you are not right, and I will show you why. Now, that's what Job was thinking. And as you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. Now, we know that, don't we? God's greater than any person. So why are you bringing your charge against him? You say he does not respond to people's complaints. In other words, a lot of people think, you know, they get mad at God when something happens. But God made a rule book. Just like out here on the highway, the state of Texas made a set of rules, and they put a rule out there and even put a sign up that says 65 on this interstate, that's fast as you can drive. And do people pass you if you're driving 65? Oh, yes. In fact, this morning, Dave and I had to run out the airport real early. We wanted to look at something because a 182 run into a hangar right next to ours and flipped around, tore a wing off of it, and run an airplane around in and tore up a hangar. And thank goodness the guy didn't get hurt. So the guy called me and told me about it. So I thought, well, I'm going to run out there and see. But thank God he didn't hit our airplane. But anyway, he had gotten hurt, and as we're going over the hill up there, they said, look at our friend is right down below there. And right down below there, hidden behind all the everything where nobody could see him, was the North Lake Police. He was sitting right there waiting. I said, you know, Dave, these guys remind me of demons. Amen. You know, they're just sitting there waiting. I mean, now, that if you don't break the law, can that guy touch you? No. I mean, you know, you're driving 65 miles an hour. He just watches, and his little radar don't do nothing. Just blips up to 65, everyone up, no problem. All of a sudden, a little Corvette, white Corvette goes by, zoom, 90 miles an hour. Whoa, he's gone after that guy. Was he breaking the law? Yes. Did he have legal right to go get him? Yes. See, it works the same way with us. In this, it says, you say he does not respond to people's complaints. Verse 14. But God speaks again and again. He speaks how many times?
Again and again.
Oh, so he don't just say, Keith, one time I'll give you one chance to straighten your act up, son. He don't just say that once, does he?
No.
He's good to you. Amen. He says, Keith, straighten up. Okay, Lord. Keith, straighten up. Okay, Lord. Keith, straighten up.
Amen.
And you don't listen. We've been there, haven't we?
We've been there.
We've both been there. Have you been there too, Lynette? Yes, unfortunately, you've been there too. All of us have. But God speaks again and again. Though people, we don't even recognize it's God talking to us.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, He's talking. He's telling us what to do. But we don't recognize. Then He speaks after He speaks to you, and you don't recognize it. Then He gives you dreams. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. Now, how many people in here have ever had a dream? Everybody in here has had dreams, and some of them have been good dreams, and some of them have tormented you. There's been dreams that scare you. You know, now, God speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. Just a while ago in that scripture that Dave read, did God speak to Joseph in a dream?
Yeah.
Did He tell him to go to another country?
Yeah.
Sure He did. Who spoke to him? God did. Is God still speaking to us in dreams and visions? Of course He is. So He speaks to us, and then let's see what the next two verses say. He whispers in our ear and terrifies them with His warnings. By this time He's saying, somebody walks up, God is whispering in your ear. Keith, you better stop that nonsense or I'm going to get you, son. He spoke to you in a dream, and you heard that. You woke up, you were scared. What is this, Lord? I mean, you were terrified when you woke up. Anybody ever had a terrifying dream in the middle of the night? Hey, all of us have. Guarantee. Who is that talking to you according to the Word?
God
is speaking to you, whispering in your ear. Son, you better quit that sinning. Daughter, you better straighten your act up. You better straighten up. He says, and then He says God terrifies them with His warnings. You know, I've seen people come to me in hysteria after some dreams they'd had. I mean, they were hysterically afraid. Well, I know all I got to do is deal with them. Say, all you got to do is stop sinning. Confess your sin to God and start getting right with God. You know, when people come to me and they got sickness, disease, cancer, all kinds of things, and they hear about me and they come and I spend hours with them, and I say, well, do you go to church regularly? Oh, yeah, we go to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. How long have you been doing that? About the last 6 months since I've been sick. Oh, that's the problem. See, how long were you out of church? Oh, 15 years, 30 years. I mean, you know, I'm serious. I hear this all the time. You mean you're a born-again Christian and you didn't go to church? Well, you know, Thurman, I was too busy. You know, I had to work. I had to make a living. No, no, no. The Word says if you put God first and His righteousness and His kingdom first, everything else you need will be added unto you. So you got it flipped over backwards. So He's trying to whisper in. He's not trying to. He's whispering in your ear, and He's terrifying you with these dreams. Now, I don't care how big we are. Me and you and Theo is pretty big boys. But God's bigger, isn't He, Theo?
Amen.
I mean, compared to God, me and you is a little peanut, right? Yeah. He whispers in their ears, and He terrifies them with His warnings. He causes them to change their minds. Now, praise God for all those that change their mind. Those that hear and start back to church or stop doing what they're doing. I mean, the guy's living with some girl out of wedlock and he's supposedly a son of God, and maybe the girl wasn't. And so he just moved in with her and everything. And you know, somebody comes by and says, hey, you know, you're sinning. You know, I mean, what you're doing, you got to quit that. No, no, this is okay. God understands. And the next day, somebody else comes up to him and says, hey, what you doing? He says, oh, I'm doing good. And start talking about Janie. And he says, Janie, oh, that's a girl I'm living with now. I thought you was a Christian. Well, I am. What's that got to do with it? Well, you must not be going to church. Well, I hadn't been in 5 years. So why do you think he moved in with his girlfriend? He ain't had no word in him in 5 years. So he's totally dead to the things of God. And the guy says, hey, that's sin. You got to stop that. Who is that talking to him?
God.
God. Absolutely right, Kim. That's God talking to him through a human being. But he says he causes them to change their minds. Now, as the Holy Spirit works on people, some people will listen. Some people say, hey, I ain't going there no more. They go to that boy or girl that they're living with and say, I've been warned twice in the last 2 days of what I'm doing is wrong. It's over. I got to leave. But some of them will say, no, I ain't going to quit. I'm going to keep on. I ain't listening. I'm not afraid of God. He causes them to change their mind. He keeps them from pride. But those that say, no, I ain't leaving. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm a big boy. I can do what I want to do. God's given me freedom as a Christian. Have you ever heard that? Oh, yeah, yeah. But they didn't read it very good. Let's go to the next couple of verses. Whenever they change their mind and they repent and they keep away from pride, where's he keep them from? Oh, are you ready to die?
No.
Not yet. I mean, I don't want to die yet. I mean, I got tickled this last week. You know, I got a little grandson of 3, and he just runs and plays. He's a ball of fire. You know how they are when they're 3 years old, right? Okay, I'll be 4 in February. Okay, so he's nearly 4 then. So he's really a ball of fire. I come in the house and he runs over there and tackles me. You know, puts it right around my leg. Granddad, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm doing fine. Preston, how you doing? Backed off over there a little ways where he could look up at me. And he said, Granddad, why are you so old? They really know how to hurt a guy. You know it? Little 3-year-old. Why are you so old? Tim was standing there. He said, well, son, Granddad has lived a long, a lot more years than you and me. That's all. Well, if the little guy is fortunate and we teach him right, he'll live to be as old as Granddad and older. You know that?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.